All right, here we go.
What should I do and how should I do it? I got a problem and I gotta get through it. Who should I talk to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library? Yeah, but I don't read, so I watch some TV. I see what Hulu has to offer me. I got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I got more options than I got time. I just need a little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely. Forget completely.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Life's a Binge. I am Jared.
I am BJ.
I'm Rich.
I see. I was trying to remind you.
Yeah, you did good.
Trying to get you there.
You did good.
And thanks here for listening. Goes. To...
Can't pigeonhole Jared, man. He'll come up with anything. He'll just blam. He'll throw you a curveball. He won't say anything all of a sudden.
Blam.
Whammy.
Oh, man. Anyway, thanks for tuning in to Life's a Binge, and we want to thank the listeners out there for liking, commenting, subscribing, and all that fun stuff that you all do on a regular basis. And, yeah, go to the social media and find us there at Life's a Binge, and head over to patreon.com/Life's a Binge to become a patron of the show to help us out financially.
Do it.
We have some wonderful patrons like Tony and David and Kathy and Jess and BJ Lawrence.
Whoop, whoop.
You slipped into NPR right
whoop,
there.
Whoop, whoop.
Did I?
Yeah.
And then we would like to thank...
The Shreddy Balls.
Everyone else for contributing to the show. Emails, lifesabinge@gmail.com. And as always, we have a voicemail line, which is 619-438-0532. Yes?
Do we have any calls?
I believe there is a call.
I think there was because
it's somebody that you, I don't, I just, because it pops up with a notification that, hey, there's a call there or whatever.
Okay. And it's saying from who? Or?
It's just a phone number.
Right.
But it, like, there's always a little, like, one or two lines of, like, note, text because it transcribes it or whatever.
Right.
And it was like, I just beat one of your hosts at da 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 da. So it's like somebody that right. I assumed you were hanging out with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when we get to that, or I'll tell you now, I guess it's no big deal.
Well,
we'll get there. To it. We'll get there. There's structure to the show, goddammit.
That's yeah. right.
Yeah.
And speaking of structure, take a breath with us right now.
Life's a binge.
Hi, Frank.
Right?
What's up?
What is up, my dudes?
Oh, man. So much.
Yeah?
So much?
Well, I mean, just been
same
busy.
Same old?
Busy.
No. I mean, yeah, but I mean, no.
Out of town guests.
Lots of out of town
coming
guests.
Coming in and out.
Same old. Yeah, no. But yeah, no, you know, yeah.
It's all new.
Yes, but not really.
It's the same.
Sure.
Because that'd be like me if I was delivering the mail. I'd be like,
oh, right.
Same old.
Yeah.
No, man, today there was this dude, you know, something, you know.
There was this
dog.
Yeah, there was this dog.
Yeah, see, there was a dog.
Yeah, lots of family, crazy amounts of family.
Nice.
That's good.
So, you know, last week we talked about I had family in town, my
Correct.
Cousins and stuff.
Yeah.
And so my sister came up
into
town. My mom went back to Oregon. My sister came up. We went to my Aunt Peggy's funeral service, which was great.
Yeah.
It was really great. And I didn't even think that there'd be family from out of town, but of course there was.
Yeah.
And so family was there. We did that. Had Anthony's very last football game on Saturday.
Win?
This game was insane.
Well, I thought they won that game. Aren't they going further in?
Well, this game... So, I don't know if you heard about this game or not.
Mm-mm.
They played Davidson, who they should... First of all, they're a target on their back because
right.
they haven't lost a league game in several years.
Oh.
So, Anthony, this is his last home game as a senior, 4 years starter. He's never lost a home game.
Right.
Wow.
They played a team who ran up 700 rushing yards on them.
What?
Over 700, like 750 rushing yards. First play of the game, Anthony hits Bandy on a little out. He shakes a guy and goes for a touchdown.
Right.
Boom. Like, we're like, this is going to be a sweet day. It's going to be sweet.
Yeah.
They get the ball back. First play, 90-yard touchdown. Like, they do a triple option. I hate that so much.
Why?
Because it's just, it's not like, I like to see the ball being thrown. Like, right. It's just fun. I like to see the ball being thrown.
I don't want no fancy newfangled trick
It's
plays.
Old school. Yeah, it's old school. It's like this old school thing. And but
it's
they
an
did
old
it.
School thing that's now a new school thing. Because no, like Army people stopped doing it.
Yeah, Army did it like against SDSU in the bowl game like last year. And yeah. It was really impressive. And yeah. They like came back and won. But anyway, second play, 90-yard touchdown. Third play, like three plays in early, it was like watching a Pop Warner game.
Womp, womp.
We're down 31-7 in the first quarter.
Oh no.
Yeah. Jeez it was Louise. I was like, oh my God, this is terrible. This is gonna be the last game of the season. We're like driving to the game and we're listening to the on the radio because they covered on 1090 and they're talking about the record setting and all this stuff and it was just going down in flames big time.
Garbage fire.
And but they mounted a rally and pulled within 35-38 at halftime. They were down by three, and then the second half went back and forth, and they pulled it out 56-52.
Jesus
and like,
Christ.
Dude, it was it was
USD one.
Anthony had 7 touchdown passes, 550 yards.
I'm going to spend the next 5 years of my life learning every defensive scheme there is and just go coach some college because no one's doing it, apparently.
Dude, this is like the third.
Come on.
This is the third game of the season that they've rushed for over 500 yards. Like they've rushed for over 500 yards
Here's how you tackle
times.
That's insane.
That's for you. That's what, yeah. And it's so you know that they're all just losing their mind. So, anyway, so that was really cool. And then they covered it on the news, the boop boop.
Yeah, that's me probably.
You want to try it?
I didn't do it.
No, just keep going.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh,
you got the touch. You got the power.
There it is. There it is.
Yep.
So, but they covered the game, and it was real nice because they had a picture of the family, Tony and his wife, and then brother and sister, like. Posing with Anthony before the game. And
that's nice.
And so it was super good. And then we had family who were here for their funeral, who we all met for dinner after the game.
Yeah.
And then after that, my cousin Lara and her wife, Lori, and their two kids came over to Andrea and I's house, and we ended up hanging out till about 11 o'clock.
Well,
it was exhausting
evening.
Long
awesome.
Day. But it was a lot of fun.
But that's
family
super
full.
Fun. Yeah. So they don't move on. There's no playoff.
They do.
Any?
No,
okay.
They do. But this is the last home
it's
game.
Home game.
They won't play at home. They won't host any games.
So they have how many more away games do they have?
One more away game, and then the playoffs start. And this away game is they sealed the Pioneer League with this victory.
Okay.
Nice.
And so which was nice.
Because they're good.
They're good. They're good. And Bandy, they're
now here's the guy.
Okay, Collinsworth.
So,
better than Joe Buck.
Joe Buck.
Can't stand Joe Buck.
Man, did you watch the Red Sox Yankees World Series?
I did not.
Several years ago in the early.
Yeah, like 2008.
Joe Buck called
it? 2004 even.
Sure.
When they had like fights and Pedro Martinez Don Zimmer came out and swung at Pedro and it was so exciting.
Yeah.
But Joe Buck and Tim McCarver were so clearly for the Yankees that it just drove every Red Sox fan up the wall.
Yeah.
And so I've never liked Joe Buck or Tim McCarver.
You're an announcer. Like you're supposed to be impartial.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
But it's hard sometimes.
How do you turn it off? I mean, that's what I'm thinking.
I could do it.
I probably could do it.
I could probably do it.
For money.
If it's your job.
Yeah. Yeah. Do your job. I would do my job.
For my job, I would sing We Built This City.
You would sing what?
I would sing We Built This City. I'm singing it now.
For my job, I'll take tacky ass pictures. As long as you're paying me.
Exactly.
Whatever you want, right? Yeah, it's your dime.
You want whatever you want.
You want to make a totem pole out of it? Yeah, out of your faces? Go ahead.
You can
yeah.
stand real far away and she'll hold up her hand. And that'll look like you're standing on her head.
Stop doing that, everyone. Not that I didn't do that recently. It's just the first thing that popped in my head.
But yeah,
that's what we did for my wedding.
No, it's not. Nah, no.
But when you did it, it was cute.
Don't lie to me.
When you did it,
and I wouldn't even pull punches. I'm like, you did that? That's stupid. Sorry. I still love you as a person, but.
What's up with me?
What's up with you?
Nothing. I don't think. Worked. I worked a bunch. We didn't do anything at the house. Oh, I brought my grill over. We finally moved that over.
What kind is it?
Why microphone? It's my Traeger. We talked about that a while back when I bought it at the fair. But I grilled some chicken breasts on it. It was super
Oh, your thing there.
My grill.
Where I can't.
My grilly grill.
Oh, it's behind Rich.
Behind me.
What do you call it, though? It's got a name.
It is a Traeger pellet grill.
Pellet grill. Oh, yeah. Grill. You love that thing.
It's fancy.
You love it so much, you want to marry it.
He might.
That out.
We'll have a second wife. In grill
now
form.
I'm louder than I was before.
Something to consider a little when bit I go now. Use my credit card, which is all getting written off for taxes.
Nice.
For the board and stuff.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know, if we need to like grab three new microphone cords, that's something we can do too.
Word. So,
and if these microphones nice. Work, I'd like to just keep them here.
Yeah.
And then
everything works. It's just old and duct tape.
Like me.
Held together by hopes and dreams. Right.
Yeah, just one show away from the grave. That's that's
fantastic.
So something happened. What, you hung out with your brother today?
Yep, we did that as well. And
watched
the footballs.
What games did you watch?
We watched the Raider game.
Boom.
Go Chargers.
I wish they would have ran. I mean, you sorry, Rich. I wish they would have scored more points. But
I wish they would have scored a touchdown.
I wish Derek the Carr
when they went for
it
on fourth and run at the freaking goal line.
Did you see, were you watching, there was a guy with a sign in the crowd that said, "All I want for Christmas is a touchdown."
Oh, have they not had a touchdown in a while or something?
Yeah, they can't score.
I don't know.
But they're
bad. Well, at the very beginning of the game, I was like, "Oh no, this looks bad."
Yeah.
The first quarter, or maybe even the first half.
They looked almost competent.
Yeah, they were playing great defense.
The entire first quarter, the Chargers had six plays. Yeah. So they went three and out.
No clock.
Twice.
Mm-hmm.
And the Raiders just ran the ball for like a half a yard, 8 yards. First down, and then a half a yard, first down.
Yeah.
Like they were just eating clock. And the Chargers had nothing going on.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, great.
And I'm like, yay.
This was supposed to be
a
gimme.
I'll take a 3-0 win. Like,
this was supposed to be a gimme.
Right.
Yeah. And then it turned out, oh, yeah, they actually can't play football.
So. No, they don't know. They forgot how to football. 2 years ago, there's a playoff. Don't get me started.
I think as fans, we'll burn
this garage down.
We have short memories as fans. I think that, like, you see the Chargers, like, run three plays and three and out. And you're like, oh, that's right. They suck. And you're like, do you forget? Oh, no, they're pretty good. Right, yeah, but just in that moment, you're like, oh, they're terrible.
Just like I see them do like a fake punt and run for, 50 yards. I'm like, oh, my God, they're good. Wait a minute. No, they're not.
Yep.
That's not the truth.
Yeah, it was good times.
It's just a dream that I had.
So it was fun. We got to watch that game. And then
cool.
Now we're here recording in the garage.
I'm glad we brought that up.
Sorry, Rich.
That's okay.
Sorry, Rich.
That's not even the worst thing that happened to me. Yeah, there you go. We left, so I stopped watching the game because why would I keep watching the game? And we went to Fall Brewing Company, which is a free plug for Fall Brewing. There you go, guys. And I saw a guy wearing a Chicago Bears Khalil Mack jersey.
Return of the Mack.
And I was not. For those of you who don't know, the Raiders famously, stupidly traded away their best player at the beginning of the season.
Well, they got a first round pick out of it.
They got two.
Exactly. Dude, they have 5 first round picks over the next 2 years.
Yeah. Great.
Five of them.
So they won't fire
And
Gruden
John
right away,
Gruden's
so.
Doing the picking.
Yeah.
He's going to draft the four of us.
10 years.
And Frank. Guess who's going to pan out?
Buddy Frank, right.
Yeah, Frank. Just give him the ball. No one can catch him.
There was never a what was the basketball playing dog movie?
Air Bud.
There wasn't a football one though.
Oh yeah there was. Golden Retriever.
Oh, they did everything.
Golden Receiver is what it was called.
They were superpowered. Really? Air Bud
Golden Receiver is the name of that movie.
I was joking.
They did soccer.
That's a thing.
They didn't do baseball though, did they?
They did a soccer one too.
Yeah, they did a soccer one.
I was so joking. I must have known that.
They did one where it was like a pack of Air Bud lookalike. I mean, Air Bud's dead. Let's be real. Sorry, guys. Spoiler alert. That dog died a long time ago.
Shamu's
dogs
don't
live that long.
Retrievers live forever
in my heart.
But they had one movie. It was like 6 or 7 Golden Retriever puppies, and it was like super buddies. So they all had superpowers.
Oh, yeah.
Not that I ever watched
this. Were these talking, too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Air Bud
talking?
Air Bud's mouth doesn't
Air Bud didn't
move.
Talk.
No, the buddies movies.
The buddies movies talk. Yeah, they talk.
Oh, God.
This made your skin crawl.
That's
there, right?
So funny.
They did have a baseball. Air Bud's 7th inning.
Of course they did.
Yes, we should have guessed on, should have guessed on the title.
Oh my God.
Fantastic.
And Air Bud spikes back the
volleyball.
Volleyball? Do
Air
they have
Bud
hockey?
Spikes back.
How many Air Bud movies are there in total?
So five Air Buds. They had some spin-offs though, apparently. So there's another looks like seven spin-offs.
Oh my God.
Santa Paws films. Those were
the Buddies movies. Yeah.
So every time I see movies like this, and there's something else that reminded me of this the other day. I was like, people got together and they sat down in a room and they said, you know what's a good idea? We're going to make more of the movies about the dog that plays sports, and we're going to just do it with every freaking sport we can think of. And then a bunch of people said yes, and then a bunch of people gave those people money, and then people got paid to sit on a set with a golden retriever running around, uh-huh, doing stupid tricks.
Playing football.
And
it all started with the basketball. Good old Air Bud.
Air Buds.
Air Bud.
That can get made, anything can get made.
Well, that's right.
Do you remember Gus?
Fring?
No, the movie Gus. It was a dude. Gus Fring.
A Man Provides. I have news that's related to that, actually, once we get there.
But Gus was the field goal kicking donkey.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. And then so the guy would...
Wow, I don't remember that.
This farmer.
Like, is this real life?
It's a real movie.
Oh, okay.
It's a real movie.
It's a movie.
Real movie.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a real life. Is this a real donkey?
You never heard about Gus? He played for the Colts?
Well, yeah, it's good. Like Snowflake could kick a field goal for the Dolphins, too.
Yeah.
Right.
Just saying.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Finkel is fine.
Yeah, like Gus. A 70s movie, Gus. And his word to get the donkey to kick was oyage. All right, Gus, oyage. And he would face backwards and plink, you know, his back leg would kick out.
And it would make that actual sound effect, probably.
Plink, plink. And then,
how is that a movie?
Good question. How is Seventh Inning Fetch a movie? Seventh Inning Fetch. Talking Dogs. How is Talking Dogs?
Oh, my goodness.
I got nothing against Talking Dogs. Yeah. Let's back up the truck.
Yeah. I can back hang up the with truck. A Talking
Dog. I got nothing against Talking Dogs. Yeah.
Was there ever
it's
a
only
Gus too?
Well done Talking Dogs that I want to watch.
Yeah. Gus, good
type. Or should remake it, man.
We should. Let's do we it should right make, now. Let's we should remake Gus.
Do you have access to a donkey?
Oyage.
Oyage is so funny. It's just a funny thing.
It made $21,873.
$21,000 it made.
Thousand. That can't be right.
21. Yeah. It's a fucking field goal kicking donkey?
People, someone's going to pay to see that.
Right. It's actually $21 million.
I was going to say, that's just insane. Woo. I mean, and
how the hell did that movie make $21 million?
Because it's Disney.
Oh, okay.
It was a Disney film.
Yeah.
Still, how did that fly under my radar entirely?
People, you disappoint me.
You weren't born.
But still, I've seen like That Darn Cat and stuff, and I wasn't born for that.
On home video in 1981.
There you go.
I'm going to find that.
You
shit
should
on
find
Vimeo.
It. I mean, it's fun to watch.
Giant old school VHS holders that we all used to have.
There's a certain like camera style, too, that they used to film them in, and it's real recognizable. Maybe it's CinemaScope or something. I don't know. It's something like, it's like a particular style, like the color and it just looks in a recognizable way.
Yeah.
And a lot of those movies like that and like Flubber.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it's like, it looks like Flubber and it looks like those movies.
Right.
I'm trying to think of what those other movies were.
It's Dominic the Donkey.
Dominic the Donkey. It's almost Dominic the Donkey season. We're getting there.
It's coming, baby.
Dominic the Donkey.
Oh, boy.
Do you know
oh, my goodness. I cannot wait for Dominic the Donkey. I didn't know it until you showed it to me.
Jam.
I know. I remember when I first heard this.
Dominic the Donkey.
It's so good.
What's the thing to go with?
So good. What?
Doody donkey.
Jiggity jing, e-aw, it's Dominic the Donkey. Look at that, people, it's real. So give me your favorite Christmas song.
Jared's making this up.
Oh, it's coming.
It's all us.
We're going to plug that shit in.
Is that Don Knotts?
Don Knotts was
oh, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Of course it did.
I'm there. I'm totally watching this now.
Why wouldn't it?
I'd just go watch your Incredible
ready for
Mr.
Don Knotts impression?
He likes paychecks.
What's that? Don Knotts just walked in?
Oh, hello, Mr. Knotts. Wow, I'm surprised you can even walk at this point. What?
Now, careful here, because these things are lethal.
It's not bad.
I need to get worked up into it. But
it's pretty good.
Andy.
You say that about all of them, man.
Andy.
You got to get, like, wound up. You got to get wound up for that.
Yeah, you know, I start my Rodney, and it's like 15 seconds in before it gets kind of fun.
I don't know. It starts pretty good as soon as you go,
I tell you.
That's where it starts.
My wife.
Okay. Anything else up? No? No?
No.
Wait. I need to reword that. Because actually.
Boing.
That's what's up.
Oh, man.
This just in.
This just in.
What's
anybody,
just in?
Anybody got any news?
Oh, I thought you were playing.
I had what I have to find what it was.
Oh, okay. Go for it.
No, you go.
I'll go. They're going to do something stupid.
What's that?
Ooh,
they're going to make guess? A Breaking Bad
Breaking
movie.
Breaking Bad movie. I did hear about that.
You did hear about that?
Yeah.
That is dumb. I
it
don't
is
like
way
it.
Stupid.
So
now, what's, tell me, what do you know about it?
So what I know is that, creatively speaking, everyone who was involved is involved still. So it's Vince Gilligan's at the helm. So it's his baby, which I'm like, all right. Like, you know, I didn't think Better Call Saul was going to be that good because I'm like, why do we want to go more in depth in this like side bit character? But
right.
Okay, yeah, you proved me wrong once. But it takes place after the events of the show.
Okay,
and it follows what happens to Jesse.
I could be okay with that.
But I kind of like... So, and this is one of those... Does the new thing like...
Yeah. How do you do Breaking Bad without Walter?
Wait,
right.
But he does.
Breaking Bad is Walter.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. How are you going to make a movie?
But he's
sure, Jesse's
dead.
Cool. But Walt is yeah. dead, folks.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm going to say right now, I don't like it.
I know there will be like flashbacks and stuff
yeah,
where he's in
guess.
It and whatever, but...
Dumb.
Maybe I mean they could prove us wrong. They
yeah,
could.
Maybe.
But my first.
But I
kind of
like the way his story ends already. It's
yeah.
like he escapes and then he's like, "I'm finally free." And then just let me think. Let me imagine what happens next. Let
my imagination.
Let the audience
of what
think
to
of
him
things
is not good. Like that. We're,
well,
yeah, I mean,
that's
my,
fine.
Yeah, my impression
there's
is that
wrong
he
with that.
Either kills himself or he leads a miserable life.
Yeah,
I mean, I choose to believe that he finally becomes happy.
I hope so.
A carpenter
I mean, you would
somewhere.
Hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was another. But that was just that goes to the beef that I have with the show, which was fantastic. But I did
yeah.
have a beef with the last two seasons and
beef
that they just torture Jesse and there's no recourse for him. That I didn't find.
Right.
I didn't find him getting free at the end a recourse. Like
no,
that, no. I felt like
I did.
He spent so long. He was like in that pit being tortured like
yeah.
forever.
Yeah,
forever.
Jesse Pinkman
and he got tortured.
Run,
he had to.
Why
yeah.
does he keep getting?
But I mean, he's
away?
Not a good. He's not a good person. Like we
no.
need to. Like that's the thing. Everyone feels so bad for him. I'm like, he's kind of a dick. Like,
yeah.
But he starts
but
that
trying.
Way. And he and he
right.
and he kind of
he's
breaks
kind
good.
Of trying.
You know,
he's
tries
trying.
Throughout the thing to
he
sort
tries.
Of break
right.
in the good side.
He is the more likable, I guess.
Yeah,
but not really. He just
no.
He just gets shit on. He's a bad person that continually gets shit on. So you feel bad because you're supposed to. But at
yeah.
the same time, if you really think about it, you're like, should I feel bad?
You are committing a crime.
Well, you don't get Jesse's backstory in a way to where you're sympathetic to him. If you met Walt in season 5,
right.
you're like, this guy's
yeah,
a prick.
This
guy
is
sucks.
The worst.
Yeah.
But you
yeah.
meet him in season 1 and you totally like are on board.
Right.
So Jesse, you just meet him and he's kind of this shitty kid.
Yeah. Doing shitty things. And
yeah.
What you expect.
Along the same kind of lines of them remaking stuff, they're in talks to potentially bring back the show Dexter. Did you ever see Dexter?
So I never
Michael C. Hall.
I'm surrounded
it?
By
did,
people who were super
it.
Into the show,
yeah.
and I never watched it.
It was good, but it's notorious for having a what? This is
the
a
ending,
stupid
right?
ending,
right?
Right.
I'd,
like,
I'd like to see it at some
now.
Point.
Like it starts
right.
out amazing, and then halfway through, you're kind of like, I don't know, and then it gets better, and then you're like, oh god.
Well, it only goes for 5 seasons, which is like you know
that's
the magic
good.
Number.
The sweet
number. Maybe
the sweet spot.
It might be 6, but anyway, it's short. It's short run.
Yeah.
And, but each story is like. Always kind of the same, where it's like, oh no, they're gonna catch him.
And then
he got away. Oh
got
no,
away.
They're gonna
and
catch
killed
him.
Another guy.
Right, right, exactly. And so it's like, uh oh. And so
next
but,
time
and
on
then,
Dexter.
And then, yeah. And then the end happened, and it was like, okay, that was disappointing for everyone.
How's it end?
Do you want to know?
Yeah, I want to know.
Yeah, I'm not gonna watch it. We talked about that. We're never gonna get around to these. We're never gonna get around to it. There's gonna just too much stuff.
So basically, he's
spoiler.
He right.
Yeah,
I guess I should hit that again. Before I say it, Mikey, can you look up? There's a definition of when a spoiler alert is no longer active, and I believe it's something stupid like 72 hours, yes. like 3 days.
What? Oh, that's not enough.
It doesn't. No,
that's not nearly.
But it doesn't make any sense because. That's for maybe for something big like Game of Thrones that's like brand new and everyone's
or
watching
like
it.
A sporting event or something.
Right. But like yeah. you can't do especially like with the way that things are now, with there's yeah. so much of everything
that people just haven't watched.
It's like, yeah, you just haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
But you're gonna get there, maybe. But like you can't just be like, I'm gonna spoil the show that came out a year ago
yeah,
because no one's ever gonna watch it.
I mean, even by that logic, I could just spoil the crap out of The Good Place.
Anything
for those of
you
who
spoil
aren't
anything.
Up, and I wouldn't do that.
Right. So anyway, Dexter.
That would be cruel.
Basically, the long and short of it is he gets on his boat that he goes, he dumps his dead bodies in the ocean on his boat. He gets on his boat and he like decides he's done and over with. And like, without getting too much into it, he basically goes out into the ocean to, there's a big hurricane. He's going to go kill himself. Okay. And you're like, oh, great. That's not quite what I wanted to happen.
Neat.
And then it fades to black, and you're like, well, that sucks. And then it fades back in to some weird cabin in, like, Montana, where he's all, like, wearing his flannel, and he's got a big beard, and he's a lumberjack, and he's alive. And it's like, well, that was stupid. That's... And he, like, quits his serial killing ways.
So he took something stupid and made it worse immediately.
Yeah, so it's kind of dumb.
That sounds
I saw that they're in talks to maybe bring that back. But the other thing... is the whole Pete Davidson, Dan Crenshaw thing? You guys,
I am familiar with that, and I haven't seen the episode or the of Saturday Night Live where he does that,
where he insults him.
Right.
I've seen a clip of it. That's basically it.
Yeah, and I feel like in a way it's kind of a lot to do.
Again, I don't really watch SNL all that much. I pick up on clips here and there. And my understanding is Pete Davidson does this bit where it's like first impressions with Pete Davidson, and he shows him a picture, and then he like does some stupid thing where he like slams him like that or whatever. And so that's what my take on that was. He's like, or maybe it was just for the politicians. He's like, first impressions on politicians, and he said something like, he looks like a pirate porn star or something, right, or whatever.
Something
he said.
Ridiculous.
And then people were like, ooh, boo. And then he like went into like, oh, what, he lost his eye in the war or whatever. Pfft.
Yeah.
And like kind of mocked that whole thing. That's the long and short of it. But anyway, SNL this week had Dan Crenshaw on.
I want to see.
And dissed the shit out of Pete Davidson.
Awesome. Did you watch it or no?
I watched the
clip of it.
Yeah. It was good.
Fun.
Yeah. It was.
Well, the thing was, is like,
I don't know anything about Dan Crenshaw. I know he's a Republican, and that's about where it ends.
Right.
But like, this clip makes him seem like a cool dude, and he's like, yeah, it was just a joke, and like, the thing with this country is like, we have to be able to forgive each other, and
fucking
da, 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 da.
A,
and
dude.
It was cool.
Yeah.
And he probably didn't write any of the jokes, but they were solid. Like, he's sitting there right next to Pete Davidson, and then like his phone starts ringing. But it's like an Ariana Grande song. And he's like, hold on, let me get my... Actually, I'm just going to let this ring. And it's just playing Ariana, because he was engaged to Ariana Grande.
Is he not anymore?
Yeah, they broke that off.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. So he got dumped by Ariana Grande. Uh-huh. And now, like... So, like, you know, they're... That's... Anyway.
He's steering into it.
Yeah. It was great. It was fantastic.
I like it. I like that a lot.
I'm a fan of that.
And Pete Davidson throws himself under the bus, too. He's like, if anybody knows me, then you know that I do stupid shit all the time.
Right.
So it's like...
Well, and that's how. Yeah. Especially I felt like it was a bit. The bit was like him being dismissive of his war record because it's kind
but
of funny to be
got
so stupid.
So mad.
I know they did.
So mad.
Yeah. Weird to hold someone on TV to such a high standard,
right?
And yet not. You know what? I'm not.
And then
do
look
it.
The other way to. You know what? Pete Davidson can do things. He can grab him by whatever, and that's fine with me. Yeah, Pete Davidson. He's a star.
Yay.
You can do that when you're a star.
And I think that's all the stuff that I have.
I got one more.
Yeah,
go
more.
For it.
I got
more.
Two more. That's
good.
One more. There's going to be another attempt at a Super Mario Brothers movie.
Oh, my goodness.
But it'll be animated.
Okay. Computer, so, like 3D.
Yeah,
so it's going to
look
like a video game.
Exactly.
Jiggity jig.
But better than that, is the...
Dude, the Mario.
The live-action Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
What?
Oh, my. Yeah.
Live
what?
Action Sonic the Hedgehog.
What?
They better be Ryan Drummond to voice Sonic the Hedgehog.
Jim Carrey.
As Sonic?
I don't know if he's Sonic or not.
Of
I haven't read into
he
it.
Is.
Yeah, he's got to be Sonic, probably.
Unless he's Eggman, like wearing a suit.
Actually, no,
like,
I think he is Eggman.
Okay, that works. Yeah. I'm down for that.
I have a hard time picturing it.
But so it's going to be live action Sonic, but Sonic himself will be computer generated.
So it's going to be like the Rocky and Bullwinkle where they're cartoons.
It's going to be like the
Jason
shitty
Alexander
Dreamcast
is,
game.
Yeah.
Sonic Adventure 2.
Why?
I love the Dreamcast back in the day.
I still have it.
Yeah. Does that have Hydro Thunder on it?
I don't have it, but that is
a
game for the Dreamcast.
Boat racing game. Because I've been looking for like they've got to make these
versions.
Get an
emulator, man.
Emulator?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I can play any Nintendo game, Super Nintendo, or Sega Genesis game
get
on this laptop.
Onto your computer.
I should be able to do it on my phone.
Probably.
But anyway.
Maybe.
Yeah, phone can probably handle it.
Because our computing power is so much stronger now that everything back in the day you could put on your phone.
Yep.
So go ahead.
The legal advisor should say if we had a lawyer.
Do not download.
Well, don't do it illegally.
Check your local legal.
You can find the games. Laws. You can buy them.
Make sure that
I heard there's
sure
a body
okay.
of water where swashbuckling people go to get things.
I don't know what. You're
I won't say
about.
The name of that particular website.
Is it still there? I thought it was gone. Anyway,
it moved a few times. It sure still it exists.
One other small little thing. Since we're talking about video games, the Switch version of Smash Brothers is coming out soon. There's a Pokemon game coming out on Nintendo Switch on the 16th.
Oh, Smash Brothers.
You had me at Smash Brothers.
Is that the one?
Yeah. It's
I
like
played
all
that.
The Nintendo characters where you whoop some ass. It's like Street Fighter.
I played
the
game at Comic-Con.
Did you?
Oh,
did.
I'm thinking Smash TV. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That's a very different game.
Also.
Which I also used to love.
I don't know Smash Brothers. I know Smash TV.
Super preemptive, but also got me a Comic-Con pass.
Yes.
Dude, that's
more
dope.
That's more what's up than news, but
that's what's up, dude.
To go
no, that is
to
news.
Comic-Con.
Yay.
Woo-woo. Thanks, Jared.
Awesome. Your first
so,
time, right?
So
in forever, yeah.
How did no, that... No, I saw you posted, like, forever. Somebody help me out.
What?
You said you posted, somebody help me out.
Yep.
And I was like, I'm at
no
a funeral.
One else could. Yeah,
I can't,
no
I can't do it.
And my buddy Jared, who's in our other fantasy football league that I'm in with Casey and all them,
yeah.
He was like, yeah, I'm logged in. It's like a bunch of us are trying to get my brother passes, and everyone's got laptops and phones and iPads. And I was like, if you got two extra, me and Samantha could use a pass.
Yeah.
And he got in.
Cool.
Dude, that's dope. Especially after living in San Diego, knowing people who love to go to the con and hearing how they get shut out. Like
well,
you.
Yeah, every year. And it's not... And you don't,
some
even get a,
like
you don't even get a chance.
Locals.
And you don't even get a chance. Like, yeah. You're like trying to log in, and it's like refreshing itself every 2 seconds. And then you're finally in, and then it's like, well, that day's sold out. That
the
day's
system
sold
is
out.
Not
that day's
perfect.
Like, we only got Sunday, which is the main day that we wanted to go because Samantha is a supernatural nut job, and that's the day that they do supernatural. It's always
nice.
On Sunday. I told her, I was like, this year it's going to be on Saturday. Watch. She's like, I know. Because we got. Like,
how funny.
Like, we prioritize Sunday.
And I got
for
to go to
the
Supernatural panel when they were in like season 2 of that show.
Was it big yet?
It was big.
So
it was in Hall H.
So
it was
full crowd.
It was a big deal. Yeah. People were super into it. Man.
People love Dean and what's his name?
They're handsome.
Sam.
Dean and Sam.
Yeah. Sam and Dean.
And Castiel. And. Yeah, all
that. Yeah, so you're from the shows I was watching.
From all the ones you watched. Go
how
to
many
YouTube,
watched,
check out YouTube.
How many of them did you watch?
I watched several of them. There's only 20 that I didn't watch it. Like,
and you can't tell, so watch
yeah,
the
exactly.
Watch the episode.
Exactly. You'll never guess which one I didn't watch.
If you can guess which one.
It's true. If you can guess
we'll
which
FedEx
one.
FedEx you a cookie.
That's right. And BJ won't even remember.
Exactly. Like,
it was probably
that might
that
be
one.
It. Yeah, I don't know. He doesn't know.
Could have been that one, maybe. Did I see that one? I don't know. Good times. We talked about it. I don't know. So.
But for real, the last little, I keep saying that, the last little thing in news I saw, just literally checking out at the grocery store today, was People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. Any takers?
Ooh.
Any guesses?
I know who it is.
Oh,
but
I'm
going to
say Aquaman.
No.
No.
Okay.
It's not Momoa.
And it's not a Hemsworth?
Nope.
Nope.
Okay.
He's black. I'll tell you that.
Oh.
And it's not me.
And it's not Idris Elba.
Sadly.
It is
Idris Elba.
It is Idris Elba.
Yeah.
All right.
Like a sexy beast right there.
He's a sexy
good for him.
Man. He's a handsome dude.
There's a really hot actor. You got some.
Just a bit of news before we move off of news.
Yes.
I know we spend a lot of time talking about like the movie pass and stuff. Well, AMC's A-list is jacking up some prices at the end of the year.
Mother freaking
yeah,
of
so,
course there are.
Only in a few states. Unfortunately, California is the big one of in one of the states that has the biggest jump. It's going up to from $19.95 to $23.95.
$4.
Yeah,
it's okay.
It's not too bad.
Three movies a week.
Three movies a week. They're not changing that, and they're not changing. You know that's the monthly price for it. So.
I fell off on my movie passing. I mean, I canceled it, but like,
would you say you
at the end of it, I
passed on it?
Oh,
I'll take that one.
You know, when while we're dreaming up our giant effects board, a little like a little snare thing,
a rim shot.
I need them all.
Rim shot.
I need them all.
There you go.
Rim shot. Make sure we say shot. No,
shot.
That was stupid.
You're thinking boo boo. There's everything.
Oh, I tried to fail myself and it didn't go. Anyway,
that's what's up
with news. Moving right along because I'm interested as F to hear this.
Life's a binge. Phone army.
Tony in the Mesa. The Mesa.
Unshun. Hey, I just got done kicking one of the hosts' ass at a game night over at the house, and since Rich and Jared weren't there, you guys can figure out who it was. Hey, Jared, you're a liar. You said you promptly answer all your emails. You answered right away. Dude, I have an email chain. It was 4 days. So don't act like, oh, I answered it right away. Maybe as soon as you checked it, but it definitely wasn't right away. Oh, and what a shock that you liked Luke Cage on a white person show, but they give the black man his own show. And suddenly, oh, I have no interest in Luke Cage. He was interesting on a white person show, not interesting standalone black man. So, dude, it's, I don't want to call you a racist. I have no need to call you a racist, but you just keep putting it on a key. And I have no choice but to whack it out of there. It's like, I wouldn't let my little kid win a board game. I can't let you get away with this racist crap. Anyway, that's it for this week. I didn't have much time to prep. I was spending most of that time beating BJ's ass at Scattergories, and then
good. I wanted to know what
that
game was.
Where you put the phone on your head.
Heads up.
All right. See you guys later. Sean.
We didn't play Scattergories.
Oh.
We played Heads Up.
I love Heads Up.
I don't know if I've played. Do you have video of it? Oh.
That is such a fun part of the thing.
Oh, watching the video of it?
Yeah.
It saves video of it? That's cool.
Dude, this game, and we had so much fun.
Dude, that game's the best, man.
So this is funny.
But first, white power. Sorry.
You gotta give your people a shout.
You're enunciating way too much when you say that.
Yeah. I know. I want to get that as a drop, too. Dave Chappelle's
Ching chong chang, I can't understand you. Probably still one of the best sketches.
Oh, and that's the first
pure
episode.
Sketches ever.
Like, that's his first episode.
I mean,
really?
Period, as far as like sketch comedy
goes. That's the first episode.
It's the finale of the episode, but it's the first episode of that show is when he did that.
That's why everybody went nuts and was like, now he's $50 million guy.
It's fantastic.
But this whole weekend.
Yeah.
My sisters are not sports people.
Sure.
Like, it's safe to say they're anti-sports people.
They're against sports because of the problematic problems?
Just because.
Or just not
they're
into
just,
it.
Yeah, they're like.
Not into it.
They're more like that. This. So if you had to choose between sports and arts, you know, which is a false choice.
Porque no los dos.
Right, but
anything's more interesting than sports. Got
right.
It.
You know, or the people who are just like, no, get rid of the charges. We need to fix our libraries.
Sure.
I'm like. That's not a choice. But anyway, bless her heart, she's not a sports person.
Yeah.
But she wants to be supportive of her nephews.
Yeah.
And so tonight, we watched Richie's game on Friday.
Yep.
God, that was embarrassing.
Didn't they lose like they 70 to something?
It was Facebook update.
Very painful. It was
like at
so
the half,
painful.
61-7. I was like,
61-7 at halftime.
At the half.
Oh.
It was so painful. So
that was the halftime score. What was the final score?
I mean, luckily it was like 70 something. So it would have been shit to run a score even more than that.
Jesus.
So even in a playoff game, and even though it's your number one rival, but Helix doesn't play fair.
No, Helix is the best.
Let's go on a tangent. Hit that button.
Tangent train.
You got it, boss.
You said run up the score. I have feelings about running up the score. I have Bill Belichick feelings about running up the
and
score.
And how you should always do it?
It's the offense's job to score points.
Right.
If you can't stop them, that's your bad.
You ever seen Belichick get the score run up on him, though? He gets
mad.
Because
the defense isn't doing its job. It's not like he doesn't like that they're doing
it.
No,
I have a feeling he gets mad at the other team. That's how I take it.
If it's a high school football game, though, these poor kids are probably, most of them are probably playing both sides anyway, so they're literally on the field
the whole time.
Yeah. And like all you're doing is like, there goes that guy for a 70-yard touchdown pass. Well, now I got to go play linebacker again.
Yeah.
And, I'm a tight end now. Now I got to be a linebacker again.
And so
you think high school is the point where they should still like stop.
There shouldn't be a mercy rule, but like if you're out,
should
like,
be a class, you know.
Yeah, just be like, just go out there and pretend for a while.
But in college, it's cool.
You don't have to launch a 70-yard touchdown. just because when you're up 50 points.
Yeah, and then and then onside kick, and then throw deep. Right. You know, it's like, come on, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
So luckily they weren't like that, but it was horrible. But anyway, so she had to watch a game on Friday, and then watch a game on Saturday, which started out just like Helix, like where they're just running on. Luckily we won.
Which is super not entertaining for people who are not into sports. Like, it's already not entertaining for us, who we are into sports.
Oh, yeah, it was not entertaining. And then plus there were jerks, and apparently Anthony had words with, because he's watching in the crowd, and some guys keeps talking like about the coach and his coach's stuff, blah 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 blah, and he's like, hey blue hat, you know, and then like this all sucky, and he's like, hey, you know, and then my brother's like, he's very close to the coaching staff, and so and then so anyway, to where Anthony had to leave and walk over to the side, and so it was a terrible night.
You digress.
But
emotions run high, man.
But Abby had to watch all of that. So tonight the game is on. The games were on, and then the 5 o'clock game is on.
Absolutely.
And she's just
more.
Can we play three days in a row?
Can we do anything but watch sports?
And I'm totally feeling her. I'm like, yeah, you know, Scattergories. I love Scattergories, but we like, oh, Heads Up. We loaded it up last time, but we never played it. Yeah. It's so fun.
Dude, Heads Up is so fun.
I haven't played it.
So
you've never played Heads Up?
You know what?
Not like the phone version.
You have a gold. You have a gold mine waiting for you because it's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It's like Pyramid. You know, $100,000 pyramid.
Yeah,
yeah. Where you get people.
So
to guess what
so you put it comes up on the thing. What you know, like
a thing.
You like like choking or something. Yeah. So there. Oh, so there's several categories. Some of them like movies, and so people will describe what the movie is without saying the line.
Yeah.
But there's another one that's acted out, so they have to act it out.
It's all mine.
But all also part of the game is you're holding this here, and the camera is recording everybody.
It's so
there.
Good.
Right.
And so there. When you're doing act it out, you're recording everybody like doing this stuff. It's super fun.
It's so fun.
So I got a whole bunch of video of that that I'm going to try to put together for just for fun. And
that is fun.
And so, heads up.
What were we doing? Phone Army. So
there's more.
I don't I don't have the new one where we actually
should try it again.
No, we're just going to do this.
Tony in the Mesa outro.
I don't think I'm going to play the Phone Army sound bite anymore.
What do you mean? The beginning?
Until we get like an actual like voicemail from someone else.
Uh-huh.
I think it's just going to be the Tony song, Mesa. And so that way it's Tony's segment instead of everyone's.
Well,
segment.
You know, it could still maybe
his
after
his own personal
3 years
segment.
Or so, or 2 years, or however much
he's going to call and be like, "It's been forever."
He can have his
the
own
only
segment.
One.
Yeah, he can have his. It could be Tony La Mesa's segment.
That's what I'm saying.
We'll have Tony
from Tony
La
Mesa.
And I keep telling him, do something, do something else.
Yeah.
I mean, do anything.
Right.
Yeah. We'll
play
it.
That's the whole point. That's what we do.
Do anything.
We'll play it
like that.
We do have Maddie, so let's get into Maddie. That sounds weird.
I like Matt, but
not
like that.
And now, another installment of What Do I Know with Matt Warburton.
All right, so Halloween is over. The holidays haven't really started yet, so I wonder what movie I should review now. Well, recently I reviewed Halloween. Michael Myers came in and beat me over the head with a hammer. I wonder if he'd have a suggestion for me. Hey, Mike, what movie should I review?
I think we'll go with a little Bohemian Rhapsody, gentlemen.
What
somehow
an
I saw
excellent idea. Bohemian Rhapsody is the story of Queen, and more specifically, Queen frontman Freddie Mercury, by our favorite hit-or-miss-with-X-Men movies director, Bryan Singer. Bohemian Rhapsody catalogs the career of Queen, Freddie Mercury dealing with his identity and sexuality and just being accepted as a person. I found this movie particularly interesting because despite loving Queen, I know very little about the band and the inner workings of everything. I thought it was really cool how they used music in this movie as a constant through line and a whole other character in this piece. I mean, of course, when you are doing a movie about a band, music should be emphasized, but in Bohemian Rhapsody, it helped not only underscore scenes, but stitch the movie together and further the plot, almost like in the same way musicals might use songs, which is fitting since Freddie Mercury was influenced by musical theater. Rami Malek did an amazing job as Freddie Mercury. Not only did he look like him, but the way that he physically acted and carried himself was spot on. And all the songs he sang were amazing. I was quite shocked at how dead-on he sounded like Mercury. I was like, there's no way Rami Malek has the exact same unique voice as Freddie Mercury. That's too convenient. Then, within a little searching, I found that when Malek was singing as Mercury, they actually matched up Malek's voice with the recordings of Canadian Christian rock artist Marc Martel. Malek said himself that it was an amalgamation of voices, but seriously, Marc Martel sounds just like Freddie. Here's a bit of him doing We Are the Champions.
I've paid my dues, time after time. I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few.
Incredible, right? So because of Martel, they were able to reproduce an authentically sounding voice to be used for different renditions, scenes of them in rehearsals, and the like. I thought the rest of the cast did a great job, too. There were a lot of fun, familiar faces. So if you've seen Game of Thrones, Downton Abbey, Pirates of the Caribbean 2 or 3, Jurassic Park 1 or 2, or Wayne's World, there is a chance you might recognize someone. The entire feel of this movie was lighter than I expected. There is a heaviness to it, but for the most part, it's a pretty fun ride. Now, I did have some criticism about how the drama doesn't seem to be completely balanced. In the beginning, they just kind of take off and spend so much time trying to zoom through events that you get more glossed over tip of the iceberg moments, especially in the beginning. It seems like things are going too well and any roadblock in the story is too easily overcome. But at the end of the middle, towards the end, it starts to get really deep. I wish this was distributed more throughout the movie than to have the first half all happy than the second half super drama. Also, they do a recreation of the 1985 Life Aid concert and just perform songs on stage. I was thinking, if this was another band, I'd be checking my watch, but because it's Queen, it rocks. I'm not sure how many liberties they took with this movie. It did seem like they held back a bit from where they could have gone with this and played it more safe. Ultimately, though, at the end of the day, I really enjoyed it. Bohemian Rhapsody was a lot of fun. I didn't realize how influential Queen was, but they were a band that wasn't defined by one certain sound. They had so many. I realized I hadn't sat down and actually invested in Queen other than the hits. After the movie, my girlfriend and I played a game naming a Queen song and what movie first comes to mind. And there's a lot for each hit. Now, I know the critics pan this movie pretty hard, but it's receiving astounding praise from moviegoers, and I really dig it. I think the critics didn't like that it wasn't 100% based in realism. The character Mike Myers plays, Ray Foster, an EMI exec, isn't a real person, but a representation of the industry. And there were other representational elements to this movie, which help get across the idea more than a hard fact, which I think Freddie Mercury would be about because he knew art was more than just telling the audience the answer. Is it a perfect movie? No. But is it a great ride? Oh, you bet, darling. So I say, get in the car with some friends, lip-sync some operatic lyrics, and headbang your way to the theater and check it out for yourself because, hey, what do I know? Next time, I've got a movie review suggestion, so I'll be watching Free Solo. I've never heard or seen it before, so who knows? Until next time, I've been Matt, and this has been What Do I Know?
Sweet!
This.
Is that movie not getting good reviews?
Up and down, I think.
I just checked it. There's a consensus, a sort of consensus, like 3 out of 5 for most of them that I've seen.
From critics or like what's
from critics, the... yeah. The audience is way higher.
Yeah, I was going to say, like what's the IMDb score?
It's 4.
I think if you go to it as not a
like
Queen
7
fan.
Or something.
Yeah. 8.5 out of 10 8.5, for IMDb. Yeah. That's cool. Not that I care. I'm sure I would love the crap out of it. But it's so funny because though Maddie like played that little snippet of the guy singing We Are the Champions in there. And like, I don't know if you can hear. I'm not going to edit any of that stuff out. But I at one point, I think I was like, "Eh, it's all right," because like it's phenomenal. Like whoever was singing that was freaking great.
He was, yeah. He sounded amazing,
right? But good. In my head, I'm like, "That's not Freddie Mercury.
That's not Freddie
you
Mercury.
Suck." Like,
you're not Freddie Mercury.
Like, he sounds so good, yeah. But like you, he's trying to emulate
a generational talent,
like somebody that you. It's yeah. You know. Anyway. It's just like when anybody tries to sing a Michael Jackson song, it's like,
right.
Man, you sound real good.
You're not Michael Jackson.
And when they do it, when Bruno Mars covers a Michael Jackson song, I don't know if he has, but I imagine that he has.
Or you think
he
it would sound good?
Yeah. It would probably sound good if he was like, I'm Bruno Mars doing a Michael Jackson song.
Right.
Not, I am attempting to sound like
Michael Jackson.
Right. Like when there's like a Queen, not even a tribute band, when Queen plays and they have whoever their singer is.
Did you ever hear him with Adam Lambert?
I don't think so.
Did you ever hear that?
Or he's probably he's really
toured
high
with
voice
him
and stuff. Yeah,
yeah.
I have not. No.
So he was a dude on American Idol, and then he toured with Queen for a couple of tours.
Interesting.
And I heard that he was really good. He doesn't sound exactly like him, but he's got like a personality.
And nor
that,
should he try to.
Like, right. If you're in a tribute band or something and you're trying to sound like these people, it's like, you better be really, really, really good. Otherwise, it's bad.
Yeah.
Like, it's bad.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, that guy, I'm like, you literally heard me. I was like, this is all right. But I'm like, dude, this guy's phenomenal. Whoever's singing now is, like, way better than anything I could ever do. Like, not trying to discount that at all. But in my head, I'm like, you're not doing what Freddie does.
No. Like, and nobody would.
And right. Nobody can either. So, anyway. Are you trying to pull something up or no?
Yeah. Oh. Both. But no. I'm okay.
Yes?
Well, you're Bruno Mars does Michael Jackson. Like, I'm pretty sure there was a Saturday Night Live sketch where they're on like XM radio or whatever, and like they're like, oh god,
everything goes down or whatever. Yeah. I saw Ariana Grande do that.
Yeah, they did the same thing.
Basically, like musical impressions. Like, have you seen?
She's
Tonight,
really good at
Tonight
it.
Show do yeah. musical impressions or whatever.
I have not.
What?
I do it.
So Jimmy Fallon does this bit with his guests where it's like, you're gonna do a musical impression, and he like. There's a random thing, and it gives them like a random song, like you're gonna sing "Twinkle Twinkle Little Star" as Gwen Stefani, and then they like, yeah, anyway. Funny. And it's that like sketch on Saturday Night Live reminds me of that, where they're like, oh no, everything's gone down. We need somebody get in here.
Right.
They bring they usher in like, oh, get the janitor, and they like bring him in, and it's Bruno Mars, and it's like, no, oh no, somebody really wants to hear. You know, Remember the Time by Michael Jackson. And then he's just like, do you remember? Right.
It's
a good bit.
That's a good song.
It is.
And
a
it
funny
just
premise.
Showcases like singers. Like,
yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing. No, we're head to the commercial break.
I think something about something about the Queen movie and everything, but it's gone now. Yeah. You know how it goes.
Sure.
we get distracted on something else.
Like how it was going to be a whole other thing with Sacha Baron Cohen, and then they did this thing instead,
right?
Et cetera, et cetera.
That wasn't it, but there's plenty to it. I think. I think a lot of it's just like the music. If you grew up in the time of listening to, if you're a Queen fan, it's a night and day. The movie experience is night and day. Apparently, like it's
really
because the music is so great that like if you see a halfway decent representation.
Well,
of
and
that,
like Manny was saying, like. It ends with the Live Aid concert, and they're doing the concert. Like, that's what the movie's showing you,
anyway. Right? Yeah. And now,
more like the actual concert or them?
No,
doing
it's like
it?
Them.
Yeah.
Doing
so that's just interesting because I'm guessing that I'm probably the only one who watched that
Live Aid.
Yeah. You watched it live?
Yeah, live. Watched it live.
That happened in 1985. I was 2 years old.
So it was a big deal.
I was three.
I was a senior in high school, so it was like everybody was like, oh, this was the event.
People talking about it, but I didn't watch it.
Yeah, it was the event. And Queen, they had a moment, and I'm sure they do it in the movie, too.
They rocked you?
It rocked me good. It rocked me good. But the song Radio Gaga, I don't know if you know that song. And it was incredibly moving to watch because the entire 70,000 people in this Wembley Stadium are all we hear is Radio Gaga and clapping in unison and their arms out. It was blew my mind. Bitchin'. It was so good. And what I've heard is that they CGI that. And I'm like, why didn't they just use the footage? Like, it was
the real thing that actually happened.
Yeah, I mean, at least like they have the crowd there. I don't know. But anyway, I haven't seen it yet, so I can't really say one way or the other. But
boo. Yeah.
But the moment, yeah. That moment was great.
Boo. It stinks.
I say it stinks.
God, I love that show.
Oh, wouldn't that be great if that came back?
Yeah.
Thanks.
So,
absolutely.
If more people join in, the song will get better. If more people join in, the song will get better. If more people join in, the song will get better. If more people join in, the song will get better. Now you're having fun, 'cause we're in the aisles. Even the bad guy is singing along.
They're singing right near me, so it's a great musical.
His team in first place. Join Ed Asner, Don Knotts, Tim Conway next week on Disney's Wonderful World.
Back to the show. Did we mention already that King of the Hill is back now?
King of the Hill.
Dang it, Bob.
Well, it's not back. It's on Hulu.
Well, it's streaming again. Right. And like,
For watching.
Yeah, we may have even mentioned it before. Man, I wish King of the Hill was available streaming. Yeah.
Recently, you said
it was
that.
On Netflix for a super long time.
Yep. And
I'm not imagining that. Yeah, it was.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But now it's on to Hulu's.
But now it's back again. Like, I think, they take it away. They're good. They're like drug dealers. You know, they're like, they give it to you. If you like, if it's good stuff and you like it, then you're looking for it.
Yeah.
You know, who you got that King of the Hill?
He's a Chinese.
No.
He's Laotian.
Cotton was one of my favorites. Yeah. I freaking love that show.
I found that clip that I always refer to. It's like 10 seconds, if that, of Bobby trying to learn Laotian.
Yeah.
And the mom's
you put that on Instagram.
The mom's like, no. she says noi, and he goes noi, and then the girl giggles hee, and then the mom goes noi, and it's just the funniest
classic
little bit,
like my
best
and favorite King of the Hill bit is when Peggy's substitute teaching the sex ed class, and she can't say like, you know, body parts are out loud in the class because she's a very conservative woman. So she's practicing in the mirror, trying to get herself to use saying the word penis. And she does it by going, ha, penis.
Yeah.
Ha. Penis. Ha. Penis. 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 And then it cuts to the guys in the alley. You just hear her scream, vagina. I remember the first time I saw it, I laughed just like that for like 10 minutes.
That's so good.
Like,
totally,
I missed the whole rest of whatever happened after that.
I forgot that bit.
Still my favorite. I laugh so hard every time.
So I've just started like watching it again and putting it as a great, you know, doing your thing around the house, thing, and a time filler where you can hear it and watch it now and then.
You can be invested or not
along.
Be invested. And,
right. Yeah. And King of the Hill was ahead of its time. Big time.
Leaps and bounds.
Big time. So the last one that I watched was where he goes and Luann gets a job as a golf course girl.
Yep.
Dude, this is such a Me Too episode. Huh. It's insane.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, and so she gets harassed by the guys, and then she doesn't want to tell Uncle Hank about it or talk about it. She's mad about it, and she's telling Bobby. She's like, oh, you didn't do anything, but I'm mad. And he's like, why didn't you talk about it? Why didn't you talk about it? Sorry. My Hank Hill. Needs help. But anyway.
You'll get there.
But she buys him a encounter with the dolphin. And the dolphin molests him.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
And he has like nightmares about it.
Yeah. And he's all freaked out. And he doesn't want to talk about it. Yeah. And then they say, when he's in the alley with the guys, and they're like, oh, well, I was molested by a dolphin, and everyone's like, ha, 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 and Bill's like, ha, 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 ha. Yeah. He starts crying. It happened to me 4 years ago and 2 years ago. And so, but there's this whole like super like deep and well thought out, like, you know, well, I should talk about this. And Luann, you should talk about this and it shouldn't make you feel bad. And, and it's way ahead of its time. Yep.
They
way
were
ahead
always on point. Yeah. I love that show.
Dude,
for that.
It's so impressive. So
you know who voiced Hank Hill?
Mike Judge.
Mike Judge did. Yeah, Mike I didn't
Judge
know that.
Himself. Yeah.
Like, that's pretty impressive for the whole series. Like, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you just sit there doing your voice. I mean, Seth MacFarlane does it, so, like, it's not that out of the norm for, like, the creator to do one of the voices. But, like,
I just have about 10 times the respect for Mike Judge.
Really? You don't like Seth MacFarlane?
I'm not a big fan.
He's super talented, dude.
I think he is, too, but I think that he...
And he seems very genuine to me.
He seems likable. Like, he seems likable.
So Seth MacFarlane?
Why do you not like him?
Because I just think that his product compared to Mike Judge is pedestrian, if you ask me.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, like compared
to
the
$7 word.
Yeah, like I just think.
I just don't like his face.
Seth MacFarlane's face?
He's got a punchable face. Not that I'm a violent person. When he starts talking, I'm like, I just don't buy what you're selling, man. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I mean.
I have like a gut.
There are times where, like, it's a
like
funny
when a dog
bit.
Doesn't like a person. That's how I feel when I see Seth MacFarlane.
I'm with you.
I don't know why. I just don't like you.
Right.
Like, yeah. I like some of his work. I like it very much. But as soon as I see him and he starts talking, like, I saw an interview with him. And I go, oh, how many voices can you do? He's like, enough so I don't have to be myself. I'm like, ooh.
Except for he is. That's okay. His voice. Like, yeah, Brian.
Right.
That is him. Talking. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's talented. Like Seth MacFarlane is talented.
I don't deny that either.
But I don't. Yeah. But I think that like he probably suffers by comparison. Clearly, this is the case because he came in after the Simpsons and he was never the Simpsons. Like never.
No.
And to me, it was just like, nah. And then King of the Hill came in, which wasn't the Simpsons either.
Right.
Yeah. But it was better than that. I thought. Well, I always think that it was just better.
Very
super
different.
Super different.
Yeah.
Right.
They're all different. And
very different.
And Family Guy was. Sort of trying to be The Simpsons, like
kind of ish. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, like the same kind of characters, and you know, fat dad and who's stupid, and but yeah, I mean, he had some funny bits. But
dude,
King of the Hill is
the funniest Seth MacFarlane moment is when he's hosting the Oscars, and he did the Sound of Music bit where he's like the Von Trapp Family Singers, no, the Family Von Trapp, no. One more time. And then, like, a guy dressed in, like, Nazi gear comes right. They're gone, or whatever it is, the line from the thing. And it's like, oh, moving on then, I guess.
like in this movie
in the movie when they, like, go to introduce him, and the spotlight goes over, and then, like,
you know what?
They're gone.
I got to tell you, that's one thing I love about Seth MacFarlane. It's his, like, commitment to musicals and his, love of it.
Yeah.
Like, so when they do the Shapoopee with the Patriots,
That's
legit. You know, that's legit. So he does have moments where I'm like really enjoy him.
The Family Guy musical moment where it's if more people join in, the song will be better. If more people join in, the song will be better. And it's like a Broadway musical, and like that's all they're singing.
That's all. That's what so many musicals do.
And then they go into the and now we're in the crowd. Like it's so funny, dude. Like
That's pretty funny.
I'm probably gonna put that.
Put that in the middle. Yeah.
There's a Saturday Night Live.
People join in, the song will get better. So good, dude.
The choir
so funny. Anyway,
that's. Oh my god.
I'll have to. Yeah, look.
Oh, it's gonna happen.
So, on Saturday Night Live, I don't know if it was this week or last week, but they did a bit where getting everyone together. And there and it's like unity about all the stuff that we all hate together.
Oh, right.
And it's a pretty funny thing. It's like we all hate, you know, the person who leaves a message and then the .. there, and then all of a sudden it's not. What were you gonna say? and they do all these like abstract, like obscure
that everyone
things.
Everyone can hate together.
Everybody hates together. We can all no matter what our political stripe, we can all hate child stars who act like who speak like adults, you know, and like and some other things. That's a really funny.
I do hate
funny
that.
Bit.
You're
that's,
a child. Stop it.
Yeah, you and your Nazi neighbor can enjoy that together.
That's good to so, that's fun. That's a good concept.
It is.
Like we can all hate this together. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, good times. So typically after the break, since we don't have like main topics that we're talking about right now, because nothing's really happening. I am I introduced Samantha to Game of Thrones.
How is that going?
We are 3 episodes in.
And still going.
Still going.
Okay,
yay.
Good. Yeah. That's good. And is she on the ride?
So far.
On the long for the ride.
She usually needs a ways in to get, like, invested.
Right.
But I'm like, yeah, just get into this shit, because yeah. Guess what?
We're going to be watching it.
Well, if we start right now, like, the way that we watch stuff and, like, intermix everything else and stuff, by the time that we're caught up, should hopefully it'll up. Be done.
Right. So now. What, like, spring of next year? Is it summer next year?
It's later.
I haven't heard.
Wait, push it back?
I think it's summer. Well, June, yeah. Summer to me.
Yeah.
I think it's summer next year.
That's the latest word. Is that?
I think so.
Game of Thrones, yeah. New season.
That's the
final season, right?
The end of the end. Yes.
The end of the end.
So, like, small spoiler alert, I guess, for, like, the second episode.
Season one of Game of Thrones.
Second episode of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
It's like not a huge thing, but anyway, they get little wolf pups, and
right.
One of them, they have to kill one of them because the king's like, you have to do it. And right. So then they go and kill one, and Samantha's like, I'm out. Cause she thought as soon, like when they find them, Ned's like, kill them all. Like, they're not supposed to be below the wall. We don't need them down here. And he's like, just kill them.
They're wild animals.
And Samantha's like, if they would have killed those dogs, I would have not watched any more of this show. And that's like 5 minutes into the show.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, they didn't kill them. And then episode two, they kill one of the dogs. And I'm like, oh, it's okay. They'll just click, watch the next one.
They kill Lady.
Yeah.
And they got past it. She got past it.
Yeah. I mean, she's still upset.
Came to Sansa's defense.
But she's also making, like, as soon as somebody, like, gives googly eyes to somebody, she's like, what, is that their brother? Oh, is that their sister? Oh, it's what, is incest more incest?
Now, is the incest, like, evident in the very first episode?
Yes. Episode one ends with Jaime having sex with Cersei and pushing Bran up.
Going to pound town.
You find out that, oh, God, he's banging his sister.
Yeah.
Right at the same time.
Well, and the very, very beginning, also, when they introduce Daenerys, like, her brother, what's his name?
Viserys. Super creeps on her.
He's like, you're such a woman now, and he like staring at her naked body and stuff. And we're like, I don't know. We couldn't
probably,
but then when she gets married, like what we're doing right now is like what rewatching it is making me want to do is be like, oh my god, you remember like season one?
Yeah,
like I'm seeing like no one is around.
So you're remembering
like everyone that's in season one is like
you're missing, you're dead.
It's crazy, and I'm just like, oh yeah, I remember. And like Tyrion's all like not innocent, but he's all like
weirdly
clean
blonde,
clean cut, no beard, no scar.
Yeah,
they tried to pass him off as like the pretty blonde,
right.
Short guy,
and I'm just like, huh. Remember when,
right, let's just let Peter Dinklage be Peter Dinklage.
Tyrion push him later. He's gonna do it with the other hand.
Yeah. Oh, it's good times.
I love.
Right on. I'm a little jealous.
So it's just super exciting. Like going for a rewatch on that, because like I never planned on going back. But
oh no,
like, not necessarily. But like
you would do other stuff first,
right?
Right.
But I'm like, hey, Samantha's never seen this, and it's going to be coming out soon, and I know I'm going to watch it. Yeah. So it's going to be more fun if you can watch it with me.
I rewatched all of it when Lindsay started grad school.
Nice.
Because there's many like moments that you're
this,
just
so
like, it's so that's really like it's way up there. Like, it's like one of the best shows ever.
Yeah. Well, foreshadowing in that though too.
Oh yeah.
Early seasons like
yeah.
I mean, you're looking at these things going, they told me what was going to happen, like, in the first season, and I had no idea.
Yeah. My favorite.
That makes me want to watch
it's
now.
So good.
This is my favorite thing about the show. This is my favorite things about the show, is that there are all these guys that have all these plans about legacy and trying to make a lasting impression and doing this and blah, blah, blah. And here's Ned Stark just trying to do the right thing, and he ends up being the only person who has children who uphold his values and who try to, like, push further his legacy. Only one, and wasn't even trying to fucking do that. I love that about the show.
Now that makes me think about every, you know, all the plots throughout the series and seasons. I'm like, is that true?
It is, because he was just there being a good dad.
No, I mean, but his kids though, like,
absolutely,
yeah, for sure.
They honor him more than anybody.
I mean,
else
Arya's
does.
Out for revenge, but,
yeah,
right.
But that's different.
But who's the redhead? The redhead
Sansa. Yeah.
I guess she does too.
I'm a slow learner, but I do learn. Oh, you get him, Sansa!
Yeah, dude.
Get him!
Well, and, like, again, like, knowing where we are with all these characters, and, like, right. And she's like, she's just like, oh, I just want to be a queen so bad. I just love Joffrey so much. And
like,
I'm like,
oh, honey.
Babe, just give it like two more episodes.
Just want to reach in there and give her a hug.
You're so innocent, Sansa.
I miss Joffrey, too.
Yeah, dude, what a so good.
That kid was
a magnificent bastard.
Yes. So great. Yeah. He was so good. And like, really, like, and if I'm not mistaken,
God,
he's
I
been ruined.
Him.
For,
oh yeah,
yeah. Like he's
he can't play anything else.
Yeah,
which is so funny. Like
he was a little kid in Batman on the balcony.
Yeah,
in the fire escape.
My friends won't believe you were here. Here you go. Gives him a battering.
Yeah,
that's Joffrey.
I just watched that actually.
Yeah,
that's funny.
I Instagrammed that. No big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day. Back in the day.
Way back
I have
then.
So much
I said,
impression.
Batman, you missed your opportunity to kill this.
Oh, dude. You need to re-release that, dude. Re-release that.
I'm not going
to
kill you.
I know it's not topical
but I don't
right
have to
now,
save
but
you either.
That's pretty good. That's a good Christian Bale.
I'm
Batman.
Working on my bat bell.
I can't because I try to do it like how he has like he puts his mouth.
Just pretend it's a blender in your throat.
He puts his mouth forward. He does this weird thing with because he has the mask on and it makes his mouth do anyway.
You're someone who's going to rattle the cage. It's like a toned down macho. If Macho Man had laryngitis, that's the Batman Bale voice.
And why are you in my shot?
It's Macho Man.
All good for you. Good for you.
Oh, good for you.
I listened to that whole thing the other day.
Yeah, it's classic.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was kind of like, oh, you know, Rich gives Christian Bale the like benefit of the doubt on that one.
I do too.
And so I listen to it. I'm kind of like, kinda, but I'm still like, I'm listening to the length of it. I'm like, I kind of understand.
He goes
but
on way too long.
Far. Yeah,
he goes
too
on
far.
Way too long. Like, I get the sentiment.
You know what I think? This is my sense of that is that he knows that essentially he's right. Christian Bale's
right. Oh, absolutely.
And everybody in the room knows that he's right.
So I'm going to go
but
as far as I can.
Exactly. He's got to like milk it for like, I was right. So, yeah. It's like when Trump gets indicted, we're all going to be like, you
I
know,
knew
like,
it.
I'll talk
told
about that for
you,
the next 20
I
years.
I told you.
I will
see?
Keep,
and then we're going to be crowing and like, good for you. I told you. Forever, you know. So
swear to me.
Nobody cared who I was until I put on the mask.
How do we get to that?
I don't know.
I don't know. I was talking
Joffrey,
about Game of Thrones. Oh, Joffrey.
Kid on the
fire
escape.
Yeah. Yeah, watching the show is the bomb. Makes me super happy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I freaking love that show.
Yes. I said, it just knowing, you're like, oh my God. Like, look how different everything is.
Yeah.
Everyone. And like, Daenerys was married, guys. Remember that?
Yeah.
To Khal Drogo.
Now,
like,
there were,
she was Dothraki Khaleesi.
There were probably plot points that ended. Like, or are there, I should say. Are there plot points that you're like are reminding you that as you watch it again are kind of solidifying up the entire plot of the whole series so far in your head?
Absolutely.
Just knowing things about everything. Like, right before, because they're leaving Winterfell, and Jon is riding with Benjen, and Stark is going with Robert, and there's like a fork in the road, and like Ned's like trying to like give Jon like it's okay, Jon, like you're gonna do good things or whatever, but he can't do that because he can't show emotion or whatever, and he's and then he's like, is my mother still alive? And he's like, next time we talk, I'll talk about your mother. And I'm like, you're never gonna
see
him
again.
Right? And then, like, literally, like the same thing. Like, somebody else says something.
Oh,
to
that
John.
Happens a few times.
Somebody else says something to John. I'll tell you about that next time. And I'm like, you're never gonna see him again. Like, it's always to John. But well, so far it's both. And I'm like, you're never gonna talk to these people again. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So let me just say, I love you guys.
Yeah. Oh, right. Just in case.
Yeah, right. And you never see him. I love you too, B.
This is like, this is like me watching the series from later saying.
But it's just like, oh, man, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
But I also know who his mom is. And it's weird.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, yeah. And then he's lying to everyone about who it is because he knows the truth. And I'm like, you could have solved so many problems.
And you're just like, Ned, you're kind of a G, but maybe you made the wrong decision.
Right. You could have just said, she was married, guys.
Yo, this is the king right here.
She was married, guys.
Right. This is rightful.
By the way, Robert.
See, now you got me. I'm going to have to watch it again.
By the way, Robert, you're not really the king. And by the way, Kat, really... by the way, Kat, you shouldn't hate this guy for
king?
No reason.
He doesn't really want to be king.
Oh, he just can't wait.
No, Robert.
To be king. Sorry.
By the way, I got it. There you go.
I deserve that.
Here's a double one. I don't get it.
Yeah. Oh,
man. I know.
Oh, I just can't wait. I got a relevant shirt
to be king
that I'll wear next time we record. I'll wear that shirt so you guys can
it's
have a nice
It's the Lion King.
Oh, there you go.
Come on, BJ.
You know, I saw it finally. What? Like, finally, but like, not, you know.
That means you never watched it.
I never watched it. Yeah, Jesus I never watched Christ. It. I've seen, like.
You haven't seen the musical? Stage?
No.
Stage version? Oh, it's good.
You have?
I've seen it.
On stage?
Yeah.
That's good.
Golly, dude. Yeah. And
I guess it's not a video.
Has Endless Night in there. He's like, you promised you'd be there. God damn, that song's good as hell.
But I did see Coco.
Dude. How I want to hear that song. You promise you'll be. God, Simba's voice in the soundtrack is so magical.
It's good. The one I saw when I first saw it was here in town when it was touring, and it was that's not true. The first time I saw it was at the Pantages
in
LA.
The first time I saw it too.
Yeah. And it was
so you both have seen The Lion King on stage.
I've seen it twice.
I've seen it
maybe three times.
Many times.
Have you seen it too? Yeah. Okay, good.
You have to hear Endless Night, man. It's so
cool. You gotta see it. All right, show.
I mean, I've seen like on the the Tony Awards.
Yeah.
They do scenes from it, that's and the visuals are very impressive. The big puppetry and stuff.
Yeah, but when you're like sitting in your seat
and
then
a freaking
all of a sudden,
giraffe walks by,
yeah, it's a giraffe, and you're like,
and you're on mushrooms. It's really crazy.
Actually, if you're gonna do shrooms for any show, that would be the one.
Yeah, that might work.
Now, the puppet work in that show is unreal.
Yeah,
like, it's
that's cool.
Way too good.
Absolutely.
I've heard nothing but great things about it. So if I ever get a chance to see it, I will.
Hi, buddy. What are you doing out here?
Tired dog.
Anything else? Watching stuff? Nothing? I kind of hijacked it by Game of Thrones.
No, that was a great topic.
I'm always down to talk about Game of Thrones.
Yeah, Game of Thrones is always,
always
money.
Always down for that.
Lamely, in a way, I've been watching this Watergate series on History Channel.
That's not lame.
Yeah, that's awesome.
History is important, BJ.
It is important. It's super important.
Otherwise,
fact,
we'll just do the same
things
again.
I am quite
history.
Sure that
I know all of history in the world.
I got the best history.
Nobody does history like me.
My JFK, or my Trump
me.
Sounds a lot like a bad JFK impression.
Or bad Quimby impression.
Yeah.
Like, so yeah, if you ever watch JFK, Trump. Just think of Mary Quimby, and it'll get you there.
Well, or
we'll see if my Trump's not that bad. But it has that slight like Boston sound to it for some reason when I do Trump. It's weird. Anyway, sorry.
So anyway, on this Watergate, it's really interesting just to see how they do a good job. First of all, I didn't want to watch it because they were doing reenactments, and I was like, I'm not down for that. And then with the little like disclaimer at the front, like everything that's said is actual, you know, transcripts from the recordings and stuff like that.
Right.
But I'm like, just play
just
that
play
and that. And then cover it. You know, don't reenact
shit.
It. Yeah. You know, and so, but I don't know if I'm watching the same one or not. But because I'm not seeing any more of those.
He's yakking.
Yeah, no, he's not. He's got a reverse sneeze happening.
I've heard about this reverse
sneeze. Yeah, my dog does
sneeze.
That too. Yeah.
You know, Jared was like.
He makes like a really. I can't. I'll try to impersonate.
Go ahead. Let's see it.
It's like an inward sneeze. And just, but it's like way more intense than that.
Uh-huh.
It's like way, way, way. Like, it sounds like they're just pushing air out their nose.
Is this a little dog?
And
thing?
Some dogs will oink. No, every dog does it. Maybe not every dog, but a lot of dogs do it.
Is it when they kind of heave their...
Yeah.
I always think it feels like it's an asthma attack or
no.
something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, they're sneezing.
Huh.
But like on the inside.
It's reversely. It's a reverse sneeze.
Reverse sneezing.
Huh. That's cool.
Poor puppy dog.
But yeah, it's fine. It'll pass.
These things pass. Yeah. They all pass.
Some things do.
Dang it.
So Watergate. Tell me more.
Watergate.
Tell me more. It's fun to see
how much coverage it got and like how the little things were
like at the time or?
Yeah. And then everybody was watching like the press conferences and then they do like a special at night and they would go over like the Watergate tapes and how they got accidentally like erased,
right.
You know? And I remember as a kid being, seeing a political cartoon of this woman with her cartoonishly long legs stretching way out and her cartoonishly long arms stretching way out, because apparently that's what you had to do in order to accidentally erase the tape, was like, have your foot on.
Was it like a New Yorker cartoon?
Probably. Yeah. But they talk about that, and they talk about how you know, this missing part of the tape. Not that you'd like, oh, I'd like to go back and like experience all that. I remember some of that, just little hints of it.
Sure.
But it's fun to kind of see that all play out. And then the corollary to today is,
well, what's really interesting about that is that like that took time. Like it wasn't like the scandal broke and then immediately Nixon's gone.
Right.
When people look back on history, they think, why is this taking so long?
Exactly.
It's like, well, even when there is a scandal, like we make sure we have all our ducks in a row and make sure everything's right and correct. Like you can't just rush that stuff.
Slowly, yeah.
It takes time.
This whole AG thing right now.
It hurts, but it takes time.
It does, yeah. Patience is rough, man. Patience is hard.
Do you know who made that thing?
It was History Channel, so okay. I don't know exactly.
Well, because you were talking for the longest time about CNN. Like the CNN, the 60s, 70s.
Right. Those are really good.
They just put the 90s out.
Yeah,
on,
the 90s is out.
Netflix.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, BG's been talking about the series this whole time. And like,
have you watched any of it?
Yeah. No, I haven't.
We should watch
it. Like the 90s one, and like, if I'm going to start with one, I'm going to watch the shit out of this. And so I'm just like waiting for my time, I guess. But like, I imagine it's going to be fantastic.
If it's half as good as any of the other ones.
Right. Yeah, every decade.
I haven't watched the 90s one yet either.
And if you have like any semblance of what they're talking about in any of them, I don't know. I guess I don't have the perspective of, say, if you don't know about them, then how you would feel. So they need to do one like for the 50s, just because that I wouldn't know as much about.
Right.
But see if they can't draw me into it. Because they sure do on the 70s, 80s.
Is that where they start, 70s?
I believe so.
No,
60s.
60s,
70s, and 80s. And then the
and now 90s.
No, it's crazy.
I think they probably have like a 2000s out now, like
crazy, good.
Which is crazy. Like somebody just posted a thing like 1996 was 22 years ago. Yeah, some stupid thing. Yeah. And like when I think
22,
like when I think 30 years ago, I think 1970, and I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Nope. It's 2018 right now, guys.
Yeah.
18 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're almost two decades into the 2000s.
It blows my mind.
And that was like.
Blows my mind. Like, it doesn't make sense. I graduated high school in 2001.
So. Yeah.
Did they ever explain why it seems time goes by faster
as you get older?
Like, at least this is my perspective.
Sure.
Is that. But I'm pretty sure that this is like the same idea that most people have. So when you're 7 years old,
yep,
and you're in first grade,
mm-hmm.
and then you have summer, and then that summer's 3 months long, and it seems like it's forever. It goes on and on because from your frame of experience,
that's still a large part of your.
That's
life.
That's a big fraction of your life.
Yep.
Right.
Of your experience is this summer.
Yeah.
And then so every year as you add it, the fraction of that summer, of that same period of 3 months. Is a smaller percentage of your whole experience.
Yep.
So every year, every day becomes a smaller and smaller fraction of your experience, and so you have a larger. So it all just seems to kind of
time just disappears.
Go much faster.
Yeah. No, I'm 100% right there with you. I was thinking about the exact same thing yesterday.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's like, man.
So now that you have now it
November.
Seems like 20 years. I remember thinking like. We were friends 20 years ago. I remember just that blowing my mind. Like, what?
Right.
How in the world do you keep in touch with somebody
for 20 years?
Yeah.
And now it's like,
yeah,
you know, I graduated 30.
It's crazy. So. It's freaking crazy, 30, man.
33 years ago.
That's crazy.
Jesus could have been born in the year I graduated.
He might have.
And he'd be dead now.
Live Aid, dude. Live Aid, 1985.
You'd have come and gone.
Back to the Future.
Some Marty McFly.
There you go.
That's a weird, too, because it seems like nowadays.
Out of a DeLorean?
That, like, the media that we create, like Back to the Future, that it doesn't seem 30, that it's 33 years old.
Like it's that old.
Right. It seems like you could watch it and it's entertained, but
other stuff from 1985 sure does that.
But in 1985,
Teen Wolf that came out the same time
looks dated. And
have you seen Teen Wolf?
not for a long time.
Do you remember what he looks like?
Yeah.
Is it a wolf?
Just kind of bad.
He looks like a monkey.
It's like a half-assed Chewbacca.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But man, he can ball.
Chewbacca sound. Why is it about basketball?
Well, no, but like the way that time has changed, like the way that we watch stuff. No way, right now, if they made that. I mean, apparently that was a show on MTV, and I don't know how any of that played out.
But was there like a 45-minute basketball scene?
But not only that, TV show? But in the movie, like the first time he like wolfs out or whatever. like, I don't know how he's going to talk about this, but anyway, like, he's playing basketball, and, like, there's a scrum for the ball or whatever, and then he's like, rah, and he, like, comes out of it, like, all Teen Wolfed out or whatever, right?
Okay.
And then the game just proceeds as
usual. Well, that sure is interesting, Jeff. Like, he appears to be some sort of wolf creature
if
now.
If I'm sitting there in high school, and then all of a sudden a fucking werewolf starts bawling, I'm like out the door, gone, running, like, what the hell was that? Take my phone out, video it, like, oh my God, there's a wolf playing ball. Like, what? I mean, werewolf, and it's real. None of that's gone, though.
They don't suspend that much.
The 80s took the suspension of disbelief thing like a mother, dude.
I have an example.
Okay.
The 2014 movie Draft Day. Has anybody seen this movie?
Yes.
It's Kevin Costner movie?
Kevin Costner football movie.
Cinematic turd of a movie.
It's an NFL movie. It's like an NFL puff piece.
Am I to believe that the general manager of any team does not know who he's going to draft the day of the NFL draft? Give me a freaking break. Like, come on.
It's not as bad as people not reacting to a Teen Wolf.
No, it's not as bad as that.
I like the idea that the crowd is so used to it. They're like, wait till he wolfs out. Oh, here we go. Now we got a chance. Now we got a chance.
Even though he might go all bloodlusty and eat us all.
Stupid, dude. 1985, that movie.
Wow.
Right on.
You're welcome. That's how we got there.
And it feels like it.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. Back to the Future does not.
No.
Hey, 1985 is going to be tough to beat in our year of movies.
Whenever that comes out. I swear I will get it done. I swear I'll get it done.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be a whole lot of content.
Absolutely. It's going to be a blabbing. Lot of debates.
It'll be a blab fest.
Oh, yeah.
So I should get on that. That's what you're saying.
You know. Or, you know, that's money in the bank. You know, yep. At some point we're going to cash it.
Do it. Totally.
We're cash it out.
Well, and the fun thing is, like, we're going to be able to put it out there, and, like, well, people will be able to vote and come with their own brackets and
give
stuff.
Us opinions and things. I'm surprised you haven't done the Friends versus How I Met Your Mother thing yet.
Yeah, that's right. How I Met Your Mother is better.
I have feelings about this.
It's better.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I'm watching the argument.
Mikey's like waffling.
I'll be judging. Yeah, I'll be like, go ahead.
It isn't right. Better.
You know either.
If I'm on the fence, I'm probably leaning more this way than
yes.
that way.
Friends is better.
Versus, How I Met Your
Don't
Mother.
Get me wrong. They both have problems, especially viewed through the lens of, like, a modern eye. But Friends is better.
I think they, whatever one, that person, whoever commented on it, was really spot on.
Oh, that's my friend Jenna.
Yeah, she was really spot on. She was like, there are certain ones that depend on where you are when you watch it.
Yeah, and she took the article and was like, I'm going to counter everything the article says, because the guy who wrote it clearly is a fan of How I Met Your Mother.
Right.
Yeah, and she's like, well, here's an example from the other show that does the same thing that you're saying about this.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
But just the tying to where you are personally when you're watching something has a very large effect on how you view it.
Sure.
Absolutely.
And so I was like, go on. Yeah, like, every now and then. No. I love it, like, seeing somebody express themselves in a way where you're just like, fucking
well,
right
that's why
on.
I'm wondering, like, if she listens to the show, but she clearly, because that's not the first time she's commented on something on Facebook. So, it's
if you're out there and listening.
Yeah. I hope you listen because I like your opinion. Yeah, so let's hear more of it.
Yeah.
I agree with that 100% though. Like, I feel that way now. Like, I have no urging to watch Entourage, even though it's totally available to watch streaming. I'm like, I watched that show when I was basically spending 90% of my time in a college house full of dudes.
Right.
Drinking a lot of beer.
It's probably and still good.
Entourage
right?
was very appropriate for that setting.
You know what it reminds
and
me
I
of?
And I caught an episode, because somebody was watching it somewhere not too long ago, and I'm like, this show's fucking stupid. Like, this show is dumb. It has some good episodes. There are some quality episodes that still hold up. But, like, by and large, it's just dumb. Like, it's dumb frat bro fantasy.
Yeah,
that's
it reminds
all it is.
Me of my friends who were from, my friend from high school and his buddy who I kind of sort of knew. PJ and Squee. I don't know if I told you about these guys, but Donkey Doug, right? Too,
Donkey and, Dog, and, yes. Gang Bang Greg.
Gang Bang Greg, right? So, but they're like. Stuff that commenting on women in a way that I just don't haven't commented. Yeah, I don't do anymore.
Don't do anymore.
And it's just like, oh, you guys still do that, huh? like, you know, huh?
Well, I forget where I saw this. It may be a Ryan Shores thing. So if it is, I want to give him credit.
But hey, Shoresy.
But it could not be. Uh-huh. So I don't know. But he posts so many things that make me laugh all the time.
Right.
But anyway, it was like going. I was like, I almost want to go back and rewatch this. It might have been even I don't even know. I just heard this somewhere. It was like, I want to go back and rewatch this, but at the same time, I don't want to like taint my memory of it by realizing how awful it is.
Right.
Yeah.
So like Entourage, I remember. I mean, I said it out loud on this show. I loved that show. It's one of my favorite shows ever that I remember in my head.
Right.
But and if I go back and watch it, I'll be like,
right.
Ooh.
I was right there with you. It's like my experience of watching it was very positive. Like, oh,
right.
This is great.
It's super fun. Like, so much fun. Time of my life, I've loved it. It was such a good show.
And then I saw one episode out of that context.
I don't know if I want to do it. Right. I don't want to go back and re because I don't want to. I don't want it to be like, oh, that's bad. But at the same time, if you don't have that mentality and you're in a conversation, like on the show or whatever, there's a guest, and it's like, dude, Entourage is great. And they're like, oh.
Are you serious?
What? You are a piece of shit. Right? It's like, what?
What are you talking about?
I watched it like 15 years ago. You mean that doesn't hold up?
Right.
But in my brain, it's like, I don't want to taint that piece of candy.
Sure. I think that you like, have like, you know, you have a dopamine release or whatever, you know, during that time. And you just, that you associate that with the particular high that you got from watching it.
Positive memory.
And so, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so, yeah, it's, it sucks to have that diminished, you know, even though
totally
you want to revisit
mine.
It.
Well, and like, it's, totally it works that way with everything.
Yeah, everything's like that.
Like, because I remember, like, here's a bad example, but a good example. Like, I remember when I was a child, I loved the show ALF. And it was on – originally when Hulu became a thing, they had a lot of classic TV.
They had ALF?
Yeah, originally. Like when you had to use a computer to log in and watch Hulu.
Back in my day, we had to use a computer to watch Hulu.
That's what I'm saying. And I was like, ooh, I remember loving this as a kid. This is going to be great. Yeah. And I made it about 5 minutes in before I was like, what the hell was I smoking in the 80s?
That's
like,
so funny.
Holy shit, this show's garbage. Same Doogie Howser, same thing. I remember thinking that was a cool show. Nope,
I tried to watch
that show Thundercats stinks.
Not too long ago.
It's garbage.
It's not good.
Well, that's too bad.
But like, that's the thing.
There's
like,
a lot of
in
things
my head,
like that.
I was
yeah.
like, man, that's so good. I loved ALF. And then I watched it again, and I was like, with these eyes.
Right.
And I was like, this sucks bad.
Dude, the A-Team? I'm sure the A-Team's lousy. But I used to watch it.
Yeah.
But what I do wonder about is Dukes of Hazzard.
Probably
sure
garbage.
It's lousy.
Oh my god,
probably
dude.
Garbage.
Yeah,
and not
on.
Only that, dude. You know, oh my god, they had a freaking Confederate flag on their car. Oh my god, dude. Oh my god. And I love that show.
I love the face
it.
Of realization
yeah.
right there. You
yes,
remember
yes.
that?
That's right.
What?
Yeah, it's the same way with you know post Me Too, where you're like see stuff and you're like, oh, that's right.
Ooh,
that was horrible.
No.
That was horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, that King of the Hill. About the dolphin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if you recorded that. Or did we talk about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, we talked
okay.
about it. Okay.
Yeah. So that King of the Hill with the dolphin, he takes the guy who was harassing Luann and throws him into the pool to
so
get raped by a dolphin.
Hit, yeah.
Right. It's like it's dark.
Oh, eye for an
no.
eye, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I was like, yeah, watching it just going, first of all, impressed with how aware they were of these issues and handling it so well.
Yeah.
But then at the end, I was like, that might be too much. Yeah. Like that, you know, like, Jen, I don't know.
But also, it took me forever to realize that the whole dolphin thing is like a real thing where dolphins rape people.
Yeah.
Like,
I did not
I
know that,
that
even
was,
still.
I always like, thought that was a joke, but that's like a real thing that happens.
I mean, I've seen the video of the dolphin like...
How'd you not find that out immediately when you started working at SeaWorld? Not that any of them there have done it,
right.
But...
I've never
but
heard that.
But you get
that
more interested
SeaWorld?
In something like that.
Really?
People.
I've never heard that. Yeah, dolphins, they'll get up on
they
you.
Got it.
Oh, yeah.
You'll get up in here.
Get it.
They're big into the rape
yeah.
scene, is those dolphins.
They do that.
Now, are they like ducks? You know, like ducks.
Oh,
we're all
male
duck sex,
ducks.
All
like,
duck sex is rape.
You.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think
about
it's that bad.
That's what I've heard. That's
I mean, I know that about ducks,
yeah.
But I don't know, I know
over
the dolphins
yeah.
are the same.
Yeah.
I just know that dolphins are like, and it happens to humans quite often.
Huh.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen them, like, with each other. Like, all of a sudden, they got their red rockets out, and they're playing. But we don't have boys anymore.
Right.
So,
Wonder,
yeah. I mean, at least not in our pool.
Yeah.
So.
I just remember being on break one day and seeing one of them, like, lying on his back up on the little...
slide out.
That's the word, the slide out. And one of the trainers is, like, kind of rubbing his belly. I'm like, oh, what you doing down there? And then... And then like, oh, that was good. Oh my God.
Yeah. No, yeah.
And I saw more than I ever wanted to
see.
They
were telling me about it. They're like, yeah, they play, week, 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 week. And then they go somewhere around and they come back and because they have to get a sample.
So,
yeah, that's your job.
I know.
That's your job.
Good time.
I was ever sitting there in the booth thinking, good job. For you. No, I'm sorry.
Swear to me.
Hey, that's the price you pay for science, I guess.
Yeah.
Or,
good times. So. Yeah.
Good stuff. And there was just a breakthrough they had. Or they can now, like, determine the sex of dolphin babies.
Oh, it's like, a... Oh, dang.
It's a boy.
It's a boy. Yeah. Thank you.
But like, because they are still doing science, like, they just... discovered a new like way of doing something that like
yay,
wasn't
science.
Done before.
So, science yeah. is good.
Go see world. Anything else? No, we're good.
I think we're
good. Let's wrap this bitch up because I gotta go edit it. That's still one of my favorite things to say. Edited it. Like
edited
what did you do on that film?
I edited it. It sounds like you're just saying gibberish.
I got one little thing before we go.
I edited it.
Where the funeral was.
Yeah.
Was in the Gay and Lesbian Center, which was the site of in Hillcrest, right off of University and Park or Costa Park, that my film, glorious film debut, and my glorious film Swan Song was filmed.
Swan Song. Wait, you were never in a movie.
I was in a movie. No, I was in a movie.
No, you weren't.
And we filmed it right there in the Gay and Lesbian Center.
What movie were you in?
It was called Ready Okay, and you can find it on Netflix. No, you can't. Not right now. Oh. But you can find it. You can find it. Come see me. I've got a DVD.
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
So, yep. It used maybe. Maybe.
Probably.
But you'll find Michael Emerson in that movie and Carrie Preston.
That's right. That's right.
And our
and a very, very good looking Catholic priest.
Oh, the slash wrestling coach.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Super attractive.
I'm
super
I don't remember
handsome.
Who it was.
But
I'm
that
super
dude
glad
was
he didn't
hot.
Make me any like creepy like priest. He didn't make me priest like. Right. That was really nice of James to not make me. He made me more wrestling coach than priest.
Right.
So he didn't give me any darkness, which was good.
Or maybe now we're talking about it, wrestling coach and the priest.
I'm telling you, that's right. That's only that's up to the viewer's interpretation. But I never gave him anything
take
to make him think
as
that.
You
so.
Will.
Good
yep.
times. But with that, BJ's a rapist. So
he doesn't look like a dolphin to me.
I'm not one, but I play one on TV. So. And I'm a good actor.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And we're done.
Oh my God. Oh, good times. With that, let's get out of here. Thanks for listening, everyone. This has been Life's a Binge. I am Jared.
I'm BJ.
And I'm Rich.
And I'm Mike.
And we'll
see
you
on
the couch.
Bye.
A friend like me. Life's a binge. Bow, 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 bow,
bow, bow, bow, bow, bow. Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Be sure and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.
What could I do? Okay, all right.